Hello, my PTA lovelies. Today's date is 22nd of January 2015, and right now it's almost 15 minutes after midnight. Still sitting in front of my computer, wrapped around in a blanket, and I'm drawing a picture, and I can't sleep because I'm in pain right now. I woke up yesterday morning and noticed that after I went out to go to uni, that my back was terribly hurting and it got worse throughout the day, and now I can't sleep. I already slept 2.5 hours today to try and escape the pain, and now I can't sleep anymore, and I'm just sitting here and suffering, trying to suppress the feelings of this suffering, and I'm trying to distract myself by drawing, and I wish I could stay at home tomorrow, this day, but this won't be possible because at uni we're not allowed to miss more than 2 days of class, or otherwise we would get expelled from the semester wouldn't count anymore, and this is really stupid and annoying, and yeah, so I will have to force myself to go there, and the worst thing about it is that because I'm such a sensitive person, I can't take any pain medication, because almost all pain medication here in Great Germany contains lactose, and I'm lactose intolerant. I have no clue what people here that produce that kind of shit think, have in mind while producing it, because like 89% of the world population can't digest fucking milk, and yeah. And this pisses me off, and I have to like suffer for 7 hours tomorrow because of that shit. I can't even stay upright, and as I already said, it got worse throughout the day, and I was kinda hunching to the train station to get back home today, and yeah, it's totally messed up, and every time I try to stand up from my computer and get to somewhere inside the house, I basically almost fall over because I can't stand. It's totally annoying right now. But I need to vent this shit out of my system because I have no one else to talk about it and yeah. So right now I'm just drawing and I started this kind of digital painting 2 days ago. It's basically a painting of, it's like a semi-realistic self-portrait, and of me. I'm just really happy that I have a new USB cable right now, because that means I can produce a lot of more new paintings that I can upload. And but I'm really getting really tired right now. Rambling always gets me so tired. Only 2 weeks left to finals. And yeah, which is another thing I find very fucking stupid. All other countries, except for Germany, have finals before the Christmas holidays. And we get to have Christmas and then write finals in February. Isn't this super stupid? I think it's very stupid. It basically ruins the holidays, and the teachers here have a mentality for, they have a mentality like, oh yes, you're going to learn through Christmas and you have to open your book under your Christmas trees. Yeah, as if anyone would do this kind of shit. And another thing is that we have a, it's not a real holiday, but it's a time for celebration. It's called Carnival, and the majority of people just party in the streets at this time, and they get really, really drunk and have fun and stuff and dress up in costumes. And really, the professors in here are like, yeah, you have to learn at this time. Like, who the fuck learns at this time? This is like one whole week where everyone is fucking drunk and basically hanging outside, sometimes even half naked, in like costumes and stuff, and I don't understand this type of thinking. It's not like I'm not a party animal at all, but people have to get real. You can't spend your life working all the time. You'll fucking get crazy. Even I used to, around this time at Carnival, when I was still at school, I used to miss school because they were forcing us to stay there. I would like get my bag and we would kind of distract the teachers and then we would fuck off from school. You know, missing school is bad, but we weren't doing anything there at all anyway, so on this particular day at least. It's the same thing with uni time. And also, I wouldn't want to be outside at in carnival time, because the trains and buses were packed with people that are drunk and stuff, and it would smell so bad, it would smell everywhere like alcohol, and yeah, and I wouldn't want to get my butt grabbed in these masses, if you know what I mean. This is something I'm trying to avoid. Also, like, some weeks ago there were demonstrations going on and stuff, and it's the same thing again. They expect, the uni expect us to go there, and this was a demonstration, a Nazi demonstration, like, especially with me, with how I look, I would be like a prime example to beat the fuck up. So, I don't understand why we couldn't, like, stay home at this time. It would be like only a few hours we would miss off class. And it wouldn't really matter anyway. But, yeah. Maybe it's just me that thinks this way. Or how do you think about it? Sometimes I think that how they teach stuff in school and even at uni, it's kind of really redundant. Some people have a tendency to talk really redundant, and this fucking annoys me. I can't stand it. It's so bad for my psyche, and sometimes I just have to run out of the classroom and lock myself up in the toilet because I get nauseated of how redundant they are. I mean, like, how they talk and stuff. And I can't listen to this. It's draining my energy. And especially people like, I have the capability to understand things really quickly and figure them out even quicker on my own, and this is really difficult. It's good, but difficult at the same time. Yeah. And how long have I been rambling on? Oh, almost 15 minutes. Right now, I just had an idea. Wouldn't it be really awesome if you could give me inspirations on what I could draw, and I would record myself drawing it and explaining what I do. I think that would be really cool. The thing is, To make it a really good type of ASMR audio, I would need a better microphone than my headset has. What do you think? Would that be kinda nice? But I guess for now I will stop rambling because I don't know what I should ramble on about, and it's getting kinda late. So bye, Petey.